Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. TGIF, huh? Yeah, it's been quite a week. You doing carpentry over here or what? Okay, here we are. I'm Deborah Lee. I will be your psychic love doctor for the next hour or so. I want to remind everyone we're using ordinary playing cards, as you heard in the introduction. That is how personal prophecy is used, ordinary poker cards. I mean, we could start dealing out of hand and play them for a win right now, but instead we're going to read them. I also want everybody to know that I'm going to use a full 24 card layout for each of your readings. Others prefer 1, 2, 3, maybe 5 cards, and they go real fast. We kind of slow things down a little bit here, take a little extra time. I like the whole layout, which gives me a chance to actually take a look at the landscape of your life, where you've been, where you are now, and where you're headed in the future. So with all that said, I think I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Excitement himself, Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you the show is for educational and informational purposes only. I want to remind all you folks out there in multiple platforms that are there, let us know if you're international. We'll give you live international shout-outs as we see you pop up or we hear you on the phone. 515, speaking of phone, 515-602-9676, number to call in. You call in, as many of you are right now. You'll get a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait, and that will be a true statement. You hear nothing, something went wrong, hang up, call again. You should always hear something. All right. Facebookers, we'll see what we can do to turn to you. All depends on the phone call. Wednesday is the one day where we give you guys lots of love. But today is not that day because today is Card Friday. And when you are getting your reading and you hear that rebel yell, that is a sign on Friday that it is time to let your reading come to a conclusion. So just let it go. Ask your stuff up front and then let the reading develop. And then we will play that, which means we're getting ready to move on to another person. But before we move on, we are going to give you a single card, and it's a real deck. It is the Rebel deck. So there will be no sunshines and rainbows and unicorns farting sparkles. But it has a positive message. Some of them are obviously positive. Some are like spun in a kind of an insulting way, maybe, or a negative way. But the overall thing is like, hey, quit being a baby.
Yeah.
Which means sometimes we need somebody to tell us that.
Surprisingly, the regulars that attend this show, they love these cards.
Yeah, they don't typically want me to sugarcoat. Pick one out that is less, I don't know, less nasty. I don't know how you could say it. That's more unicorn-like. So international shout-out to Rachel on the other side of the world in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we got Looky Lou's. You guys should come on in.
I don't hear them. Oh.
I see you all. You should come on in. Got some nice folks here. Some pretty ladies. don't worry. We won't call on you for a reading. You have to literally ask for one.
Yeah, that is a true statement.
Yes. And Rachel is correct. Ozzy Rachel, she says, we love everyone. And they do.
And if you're a Facebooker, you gotta wait for us to do the thing. And when we do turn to you folks, can't tell you when, but it will be very clearly announced, and then we will take first audio or video messenger to the release.
Now, I suspect that we have quite a few new people that are checking us out right now. I want to remind everybody that these readings are not written in blood. They're not cast in stone. They reveal to us the potential for love, success, happiness, whatever it is that you are focusing your energies on. That's what the cards are going to reveal to you. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to come up walking right up to your door, knock on the door and say, hello. No, you're actually going to have to make it happen. Now, one thing I want to bring out that I've neglected for quite some time is to remind everyone. My grandmother always said that the four suits of the deck are directly related to the four elements of creation. So when I'm shuffling, I'm basically creating. When I'm laying them out, we are building your future. But you are the one that holds the power. You are the one that makes these prophecies, if you will, become dynamic reality for you. And the way you do that is through two important tools, choice and change. We employ those tools as we see what the cards hold for us, what the potential is. Most of us don't even realize. You think your potential, some think it's about as big as a balloon. And some think it maybe is as big as a room, but I got news for you. It's as big as the universe. So with
is
that,
it really?
I believe it is.
If you believe,
I believe. Oh, you got another international hello.
International shout out to Virgil in the United Kingdom.
That's right.
He's in the kingdom where they are united. Yes, we like our kingdoms united.
Yes, they do. And what is the European Union? I know I sound kind of uneducated, but I've heard that phrase today.
They formed an economic and some other thing. They formed a union of a bunch of the European countries.
Oh, they did?
They're not like one nation under God or anything, but they share a currency. They share a whole bunch of stuff.
Like the euro?
Yeah, like border crossings are supposed to be a lot easier, if I remember. A lot of things. Euro, blah, blah, blah. Stuff like that. Yeah, you got that going on. So.
Well, I think it's time to get this party started.
Then started, we shall get it.
We're going for it.
First caller is...
It's a barn burner, yeah.
Code 205, I believe that is from Alabama.
205?
Yes.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Hi. Thank you both, Deborah and Jim. Thank you so much for taking my call. Yes, I do live in Alabama. This is Patricia. And I just wanted to know about... a love interest. I've been out of a serious relationship, committed relationship for about maybe 4 years, but I have dated in between. So I've met this gentleman, Sid, and we have been spending time together.
Sid?
And I've, yes.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure you got the name right.
Yes, and I really enjoy him. What do the guys have to say about a long-term committed a partnership?
Okay, and you are actively involved right now?
Yes.
Together, okay, all right. Hey, that's one of the best questions you can put to the deck.
Mm-hmm. You should get, like... One of those love-wise or one of those, like, new job-wise, too, or inside of something that's just beginning. It's a good thing. It's always a good thing. Take a peek and see where it lead, where it not lead, or maybe you haven't decided yet.
Have there been discussions about the future, excuse me, between you?
Yes.
International shout-out to Kirsty in the UK, another UKer. Here comes the British invasion.
That's right. All right. I'm laying out your cards. I need a moment or two for this. Excuse me.
Unless you die. And there'll be plenty of time.
Excuse me. I have to take a drink of...
Just take a swig of rum. to rum ration.
It's water.
Yeah.
Agua.
Agua, yeah. Isn't that French?
That's Spanish,
well,
right here.
Spanish, but French is a word is similar, isn't it?
I don't know what French water
is. Agua is Spanish. I get, not like they're on different continents or anything.
Maybe it's like toilette or something like that.
I don't know.
Are
there any French frickers out there?
Okay, here's what I've got for you, my dear. All right.
Google it.
I think this one is ripe for picking. Sid, he is getting there. Now, there's somebody else around you, another man, and I'm wondering if this could be someone from your past that made a mistake, but he would very much like to return to your life and rectify, make amends.
That's what it was.
But I really think, do you know who that might be? Have you... No,
I'm sorry, Deborah. I heard you right there with the. There's another man.
Yeah.
There is, but I haven't seen him, or spoke to him in years. That's the ex that just won't seem to go away. Is there an issue? I could say his name. Reginald. Is
Reginald? I believe it is. Very much so. It resonates. And he would like to step back in. But I don't know, frankly, he wants very much to make things right. But he's hesitating. And that could mean he's afraid you'll reject him. It could mean that the hesitation could be that he may promise more than he can deliver. You know what I'm saying? He's still a little uncertain, but Sid looks gung-ho, and I wouldn't be surprised if you were engaged, like by Christmas or New Year's.
That's what he said. He has been talking about, and he talks. He's moving so fast.
Well, I want to tell you, he is characterized as the King of Hearts. Now, my late husband was the King of Hearts. And I'll tell you, this is a real soft-hearted, wonderful suit to designate different individuals. Where
yes,
the other
man,
Reginald, is a King of Diamonds. That makes him kind of like the Leo of the Zodiac. I mean, he's got charisma, he lights up a room, okay? But he also can tend to be very materialistic. He's financially focused on making as much money as he possibly can in whatever way he can make it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, see, these cards know you. Honestly, to all of our listeners and watchers, I do not know this lady, and I know it seems like I do, but her cards are so descriptive. It's all right here. Myself, I think you ought to give Sid a pretty good look and maybe consider that Reginald had his chance with you.
You know what, Reginald? We were together for many years, and we were set to get married. And we were 6 months from getting married, Reginald, and I called him with a woman. And so I left him the same day. I never did go back. And so I cannot believe he's still in the background trying to figure a way back in.
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. The way the cards are positioned, this is all going on inside of himself. He's looking to you, which means he's actually focused on trying to find a way to get in there with you, but because he knows he made a terrible mistake.
He's pissed that he got his caught with his hand in
the
cookie jar.
Well, that's the thing.
I don't know that he's pissed that he did it.
There's a meme out there that says they weren't sorry
right
before they got caught.
Right, they weren't saying, looking at the people cheating with, you know, I'm really sorry I'm having sex with you while I'm cheating on my girlfriend. They're not sorry.
No. And I'm not sure this leopard can change its spots.
You're having a bowl
as far as
a blast.
But you've got a heart here with this Sid. And I'm going to tell you, look at that. So messed up. He, being as a king of hearts, that man would be an awesome caregiver to you. He would cater to your needs. He would be your cheerleader. I mean, this guy, we have a saying out here in Virginia Beach, home to the largest naval base in the world. The saying is, there are many fish in the sea, but only a few dolphins. This is your dolphin, honey.
Yes. I totally agree, Deborah. He's already just really laying out the red carpet. I mean, he wears his heart on his sleeve, like he said, but he is so gentle and already just given, and he's already making plans. He knows what he wants, and he tells me, he was like, you know, why don't you just go with the flow? He said, you want to overthink things, and you kind of want to, you know, you want to, he said, you want to kind of, it seemed like you like to control things. You got to let this flow. He said, the only reason why I'm here is because you prayed for me. He said, you literally brought me in. So here I am.
Well, he's right. But the thing is, you've been tragically hurt, you know, from Reginald. And that is going to leave a scar. It seems as if that wound has healed, but there is a scar left. So I think Sid has all the right intentions. I mean, I'm Team Sid after seeing these cards.
I am too, Deborah. Thank you so much. And I thank God for the confirmation. Absolutely.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now,
all right, she gets a choice.
Yeah.
Do you want, what are you doing? Well, then you read it.
No, go ahead. I just wanted to see what it said.
Do you want, it's a rebel card, so they're not necessarily rated G. I have two cards for you. One is like, whoa, as far as the rated R style language-wise, and the other one is not. What card would you like?
Whoa.
The first
one. Let's hear the rated R. I'm just curious.
All right, one of them, it's got F-bombs and S-bombs, all right? It says, fuck. Shit is about to get real. Then it goes, fuck, you need your people around you.
I think that's a good one.
That's why I think it's a good one, but I was giving her a choice.
Yeah.
I just in case a lot of people don't like a lot of F-bombs. I'm not one of them. I'm okay with it. It's just another word.
Yeah.
What if the offended people? Oh, you said the. That offends me. Yeah, that's a word.
Oh, no. I love it. Yeah.
You need your people around you to celebrate your upcoming nuptials with Sid.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes.
You are on like a roller coaster. It's on that big dive right now because it's moving fast.
It's good.
It is fast.
It is.
And
it's
I
would be moving fast.
I would be.
I got a lot going on.
Yep, I don't blame you.
I really have. It's actually like love, and then finance. I've managed to get the money is coming to fix my home, and then I'll go before the judge in trial on next Thursday for guardianship for my uncle. So, you know, my sister and I have a lot going on, and it's moving fast. I just got to make sure I show up.
There
you
go.
Ready.
You know what, put the ring on your finger. Let him put a ring on it, and then take your time.
Well,
you know, that's what I think. So it'll cool his jets a little bit.
Will it?
Yeah, because he now will know she's his.
What is the rush, though, I wonder?
Because it's love. When you're in love, it's a it's a rush. It is.
No, but why? But it's like a race. Why is it a race? Why does it have to be so soon? I'm just curious.
It's like in the movie when Harry met
Sally. No, don't
go
to fucking fiction.
He said.
You go right to fiction.
At the very end of the movie, he said, when you meet the person you want to spend the rest of your life with, you want the rest of your life to start right now. And that's how it is.
Yeah. How many of those, what is the percentage rate of those people
that end up in divorce court, though, because they rushed into it, is all I'm saying.
There are people that wait 12 years to get married,
okay,
and 2 years later they're divorced. Well,
I don't know any of
it's
those people.
It's a crapshoot.
I've never heard of any of that.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, if you say so. I mean, usually people that live together for 12 years already know if they hate each other or not.
Well, Tim,
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying I don't understand the rushing is all. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think you'd have to call Sid and ask him.
Exactly. I was looking for your insight. I was looking for your insight, Deb, but I didn't want to fix your
My
reference.
Insight is he Here. Loves her to the moon and back.
Yeah.
And
if I love somebody to the moon and back and they said I'd like to slow down, you would wait for them, right?
As I recall, a long time ago, you got married in a hurry, too.
Is this guy 22 years old?
No.
There you go, Deb. Thank you.
He's not 22. He's double
right
A age, of course. But he actually did say a year from now. He was like, a year from now. I want to go ahead and say it, Patricia, a year from now. But he has talked about this ring and going to get it. First he said, we could go to the courthouse. And I thought he was saying it jokingly. He was like, Patricia, we could go to the courthouse. And I thought, go to the courthouse? He said, would you? I said, I would really like to, you know, take this kind of slow. He said, well, what about a year from now? I said, you know,
like
that sounds.
It is an engagement.
Yeah. Do you have an engagement ring?
That's what he wants to give her.
Oh, you're talking
That's
about getting married. This and
I'm talking about just getting engaged.
There's nothing wrong with that. You guys were talking about going to the chapel and the courthouse and stuff.
I said it will cool his jets to know she's sporting his ring.
There's nothing wrong with getting engaged. I thought you were talking about flat out getting married quickly. I'm like,
No, kids do that.
Right? That's why we were all so off. I was on a different page.
But I really
My
feel
apologies.
It'll give meaning to him and his feelings. And I think you, hon, are going to feel secure with him. And he can leave you alone for a while instead of, you know, pestering you about getting
a
ring.
Yeah, he told me he's seen a ring. He just talked about it, Deborah, yesterday. He was like, Patricia, I went and purchased some jewelry. He said, but I saw a beautiful ring, a lady's ring that is beautiful for you. And I thought, oh, my God, he's talking about buying a ring.
I think so, too.
See, I was totally not on the same page as
you. No, you were not.
I was way off. I thought you guys were jumping right into marriage and nothing in between. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, no.
Wow. Well, engagement is the next step. And you should do that because it's not like there's no legal commitment. If you guys change your mind, it's not a big deal, you know. I mean, it's a big deal in the heart, but it's not a big deal. It makes you go to court and have to divide shit up. So, no, there's no reason to do that.
He is a true romantic at heart.
And
I think he is quite a gem.
And you get to walk around with a cool ring for a good however long you decide that engagement period is. You get to sport that sucker.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I think it's beautiful. I'm so glad you called.
Big rock.
What a great way to start off because you have brought such amazing, joyful energy to the show.
I always wondered. How does all that ring stuff on the left hand work for you lefties? Is that kind of a pain in the ass sometimes?
I can't wear rings on my right hand.
No, I'm just saying. the rule, the tradition is it's always left whether you're left or right, right?
Well, because supposedly, I'm not an anatomy expert, but supposedly your left hand is closer to your heart.
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cool with that, but I'm just wondering for you lefty folks, that can be a burden sometimes, can it? Aren't you smack that ring around a lot more because you do more stuff with that left hand, don't you?
You are asking the star.
I am. Well, you're the lefty. That's why I'm asking you because you are the lefty. I'm just asking. It has nothing to do with her, and I'm sorry. But he's on a good road.
You get used to it, Jim. You really
do. Okay, well, I'm just curious. Yeah. I was right-handed, and, you know, wedding ring on the left hand. My left hand is good for catching. You know, you put a baseball mitt on it, stuff
like
that.
You're supposed to wear it there, too.
I know, but I'm right-handed.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't have been, can't imagine having jewelry on the right hand. I just think I would destroy that ring or, you know.
And you talk
about. I would feel bad about it.
You talk about me taking the show and swerving off into the
bushes. Well, it was because we were talking about the whole thing is I diverted to a tangent that seemed to go off a railroad bridge.
You have a beautiful, bright road in front of you, hon. And I know myself I envy you, and I'm sure the ladies that are listening are envying you as well.
Yeah, and I didn't know we were talking engagement. I should pay attention. My fault.
She's got a prize.
I thought they were jumping
there
right to the freaking marriage place, and I'm like, wow, that's not such a big roller coaster.
And as for
engaged,
Reginald,
okay.
I don't think that leopard's ever going to change his spots. I don't care.
I absolutely agree. Oh, yeah,
agree.
I agree.
Yeah.
He is history. I do not want. I wish him luck. I wish him luck.
Sure.
He's got a magical zipper on his pants, and that's
he
a
does.
Problem.
Really?
It opens like magic.
Mm. I don't think there's much magic involved in that, but yep, I got you. I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
And get the metaphor.
The little head leads the big head. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Sometimes you wonder where the brains are. Yes,
no
indeed.
No kidding. Well, thank you so much, and an early congratulations to you.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean,
oh, my
gay.
God. Thank you, Deborah and Jim. I love you both. Thank you so much for the message.
What happens is at a really cool place, and you're surprised, because it's cool if you get surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you know it's coming, it's cool if you get surprised.
And he's found a ring that fits a lady. I love that.
What does that mean?
He saw a lady's ring.
Instead of what, a gorilla's ring, or... What other kind? I don't know what. Or do you mean like it's got a giant stone? Is that what you're trying to say?
To him, it means femininity and grace. You know.
Well, they should all mean that, I would think. But okay, that's good that it does that, because that going on a woman's finger, it should mean all those things. All
right. Okay. Thank
beauty.
You.
It should mean beauty. It yes. Should. And love. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Call us again so we know how things are going. Please.
Word up on that, dog.
I sure will. I'll call you an update. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh.
Right.
All right. Oh, that was a good one.
From Alabama with the banjo on my knee. She's from Alabama, right?
What is that? Oh, you know, when I was a
Susanna,
kid, they would say a
me.
Banjo on my knee.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like a banjo wrapped around the person's leg.
I figured he was just sitting down in a rocker playing a banjo on his knee. I didn't know. Yeah, that's what I thought. But then I'm thinking, if he's coming from bat, how can he walk with a banjo on his knee? Because I was a kid too, thinking stupid.
I don't know. It was
like you, I was a kid thinking stupid, outrageous, stupid. How can this guy walk and have a banjo on his knee? I'm thinking when I'm like 5 or 6 hearing this song.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing, same but different.
Oh, boy, we got a lineup.
We have a gazillion, billion, trillion. I think I caught up on all the international folks. Yeah.
I think you're going to have to extend the show. I think I only set it for 1 hour.
Well, we got to extend it because we didn't even start on time either. So, yeah, we're going to extend it.
All right.
I shall do so. I'll forget, but you can remind me. All right. Let's go on, Deb.
Let's
go to the other part of the country. We're going from south to north. Going to 203 in Connecticut. 203, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hello. Hi, it's Michelle.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Good to hear from you. Now, you are really in Georgia, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
From next
I'll never remember that, so I will just keep announcing those area codes.
I know.
Shout out to Dr. Prius in the Netherlands. Go ahead.
Yeah. So tell us now.
I finally have...
Yeah,
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
You go now.
I was finally going to say, I have something else to talk about other than my job. I don't know if you remember that picture I sent you with my white dress and that guy that was talking to me.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, I went back to the place with my friend last night, and I saw him there. And there's so much I like about him. He's a real prince, you know, he really is. And he's everything I like about him, but he's younger than me, so I don't want to,
Michelle, I got to tell you, I am sending out manifestations that I want there to be a shift in terms of romantic relationships. I want it to become very trendy where younger men are interested in older ladies.
I think that's not the first time that's happened.
No, but I mean as a trend. Instead of these midlifers chasing the squeakers.
I think you're going to get mad. Well, what about what does the term cougar mean, Deb?
I don't really get it. What does that
mean?
Yeah,
but
that's
like a 40-year-old, Kim.
What did you
say? That's a woman with a body and only like 40. I'm far older than that.
That cougar term, that cougar term was not really meant for...
Milk is another one.
Yeah, the cougar just means, it doesn't mean that they're freaking smoking hot at that age. It means they're at that age. They've taken that in movies, Cougar Town and all that stuff, and they're always smoking hot chicks in their 40s. Nah.
An older woman is like a fine wine.
And it's different, too. It is different. Yes,
yeah.
It is. And there's a reason there's a lot of attraction.
I have to say that there's something very easy about being with him. We have the same, like, the conversations we have, even in a bar, were real and kind of on a deeper level, that kind of different type of level. And we do have a date on Sunday, and we have a date the following week, but with
wow.
my friend, too.
Oh, okay. My gosh, he is hot. I saw in those pictures, he was flaming
he
hot. Oh, yeah.
He was flaming hot.
You know, you make
and
sure.
And why I didn't jump on this.
Everything's
got to
be smooth. No, you know, get rid of the gorilla hair. Who said that the other night?
Well, that was on one of those comedy shows we watch all the time.
No, I thought it was here in the chat. Somebody said,
oh, it was somebody who called in.
Yeah, it was Louise who called from
Liverpool. Yes, there was Louise who was joking around.
She said, I'm going to have to shave down there. We'll make sure your legs are nice and sticky. I think I'm feeling a little brandy tonight.
You know, I feel bad for those cave dudes.
Why?
Because their chicks were all hairy, but I guess they didn't know any better.
They went up behind them while the women were...
That was on
drinking.
TV. You watched the show.
They just went up and did them.
You watched the show, and the people on the show had their hair done by hairdressers trying to pretend to be cavemen.
For fire. You may not have even been born yet.
That was the one with Daryl Hannah. Also, they did one like that, remember?
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Yeah, she did that. She was sitting there. And that was like in the 80s.
Well, anyway, tell us. What can we look at the cards for you?
Well, the only thing not going for this is he's younger. But he, and I know he's seeing somebody else because he said he wasn't available. Like
that would be the bigger
one night. He says, I'm not available tomorrow because we were trying to figure out when we could go out. He has a previous commitment, but he says I'm available tonight or Sunday. So
he's trying to make a buffet.
She's over 21. She is single.
I'm not saying anything about her. I'm just saying it sounds like this guy is trying to set up a buffet. He wants maybe a Monday, Wednesday chick, maybe a Tuesday, Thursday chick, and then maybe...
I just met him, though. I just met him.
I'm not saying anything about you. I'm saying as soon as you said that he's not available because there's somebody else involved, that guy's trying to set up multiple actions. But I haven't done the cards, though. You got to do the cards.
Because he's thinking he's going to bed her doesn't mean he's going to bed her. If that's
No, I agree with that. No, but he's thinking. I mean, I said he plans on setting up a buffet. But I haven't done cards. See, Deb will do the cards. That's my thought.
Yeah.
Because he's a young dude, and you already said that he's...
Well, he's not that young. I would have to say he might be 20 years younger than me, maybe, but he's not a baby, you know. And also, the funny thing was that I saw him at the restaurant, and when I walked over to him, I got all the way up to him. He looked at me. He immediately recognized me, and he said, oh, I was hoping you'd be here.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was counting your cards out. Oh, my God. Something fabulous is coming through the cards. I'm sorry. Sorry with my delayed. Oh, you are going to love this. I'm in a frisky mood tonight. Yeah. I don't know why. We've had a great day with the relatives. We're in town.
So are you like putting cards down, or are you putting little Trojan packages of rubbers down or something? What are you putting down?
I'm putting down little vibrators.
Oh, well, okay. Well, there you are, a woman. Okay. Hey, that would make sense then. That sounds like very gender specific.
And wobbles.
I don't know about that.
Women love them.
You know what? Some people like all sorts of crazy, weird stuff. But you know what?
They also help to what would be a nice word to say, tighten it up, those balls.
All right. I don't know if they actually do that, though. But let's not get on that tangent. Let's get back to Michelle's reading.
Yeah, okay.
We may, that track may not, oof.
He's not looking for a hookup, honey. I was going to tell you right up, the first three cards that get put out are on the top. Yeah, you can see it on the, if any of you are watching, right up here, these hearts that are up here.
Well, if anybody's watching on Facebook, you can see the entire layout.
That's right. These three, I'm going to try and pick them up and keep them in order. So you all know I'm not lying.
You could have just laid them there and just pointed to them and talked about each one.
Yeah.
But she's already got them in her hand.
You have right here the Seven of Hearts.
Right here, right
now. It's a
card
of genuine friendship. This is not an easy card that comes out often in readings. This is having a true friend is not often easy to find. You can have a good time, Charlie. You can have a convenient friend, you know. You can have a hookup. But this is platonic love that is going to transition. This Ten of Hearts is the highest love card in the deck. And I am, okay, yes, it is. It's called traditionally the 10 best wishes of love.
Okay.
This other card that's attached in this little trio, this is the Nine of Hearts, which is the card we're always looking for. I think of it as the query determinator. It's telling you the cards that it's attached to are the answer.
It's all very computer programming-ish.
Okay. If there's another woman in his life, she's on her way out. Okay? And for him to be so, I'm trying to think of a good word. He was so not aggressive, or maybe assertive.
Forward.
But saying, I was hoping you'd be here. That is very telling. All right.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason that he said that.
That girl, the other girl, is we'll call her a sexercise machine.
That girl is poison.
Yeah, that's that girl. She's on her way toward the door, and you are going to possibly find yourself with a hot boyfriend, true boyfriend on your hands. I mean, that's love. Right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's special, yeah. He's, I mean, I don't feel much for like that for many people. And it's hard to, like, you know, being so discerning about people, it's hard to find so many things I like about a person, like genuine and true. And there's so many things, it's like, it's sort of like, hits me, like it's like, wow, like I really like that, you know, I really like that. Like when he asked me out, he asked me and my friend out, both of us together. And when we took a picture last night, it was the three of us, just because it was all warm feelings. It was warm feelings for everybody. You know what I mean?
That is the resonance of your energy that is, what would it be? It's doing something, the energy. I'm trying to find where I see things intuitively, psychically. The thing is, I have to put words to them, and that's the hard part. But I saw it in you, both of your eyes, all right, in that picture.
Yeah, that picture. He was thrilled to see that picture because I took off that night like Cinderella. I just gave him nothing, you know, no name, no number, nothing. So this time when we saw each other, you know, he said, I'm so glad, you know, what did he say, that she saw me again? And I said, yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. And then it was a whole different thing. Our level of conversation was totally more real because we had time to think about it, at least for me.
Now tell me about your girlfriend real quick. The girl. Sharon?
Okay, yeah. So, well, Sharon is an engineer too, and she is one of the nicest people on this planet. Just completely upbeat, completely warm, giving, just not a mean bone in her body.
Has she
know.
Got herself a man? Does she have a man?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, I know there's a girl code, but some women will overstep that code for love or for attention. Just be careful of her. She's here, and I'm seeing her as a cautionary note for you. Because
okay.
I think she could be attracted to him, too.
She might make a move.
She might make a move. And he isn't going to be interested. You may lose a friend in all of this. Because he is really enamored with you. I mean, he's Gaga.
Oh.
Not Lady Gaga. He is Man Gaga for you. Oh, my God. If I could only be a fly on the wall.
Which wall?
I know.
Any wall.
No, I mean, which wall are we talking about?
Well, when they finally get together.
Okay, that's where I was going.
It's going to be such a beyond sexual connection. Oh, my God.
Well, we have like a very, you know, he's from North Africa. And
yeah.
I'm, and black, and I'm not. And I only say that because I am such a, you know, let's not take any risk type person with, we may not be suited or, you know, family, religion, all that stuff. You know, I look towards solid, you know, like a, if I'm going to be involved, I'm going to be involved, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to, I don't want to be incompatible. So, but I feel like we have so much compatibility. And
you know what?
You know what?
Buy a car, you should test drive it many times.
Well, you know what they say?
I got no problem with that.
They say, once you go black, you never go back. So,
why do you think he's black? You think there's only black people?
I already have a nickname for him.
No, but he is black.
What is
your nickname for him?
Well, the funny thing is Sharon and I are talking to him, and I said, Sharon, do you know his name? Find out his name. And so she asked him, what's your name? And he says, and he looks at us in a funny way, and he says, Al. And we laughed. He said, and we said, no, it's not. And he pulls out like his credit card, and he shows us Al. And I said, no, that's short for Alibaba or Ali Kebab, you know. Yeah, because he's from like North Africa, you know. It's like we didn't even believe him, and so we all laughed. Like we have the same sense of humor. It's just really easygoing, and you know. Yeah.
Well, I want you to know the cards are very much in support of this relationship. We'll go that way with this, all right? And I think you are a high-quality, very attractive lady. I think you've been kind of on your own solo long enough, and this is a gift to you that's coming to you from above, divine intervention. So.
Nice. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
So what happens?
Tell me, here's the line I used once I grew up. If you are unsure and he starts to say get physical with you, I used to say very nicely, I'd say, I don't start what I'm not going to finish. So we will need to postpone this. So you don't want to get them all hot and bothered and then shut them down, because that is like being in high school, you know, those makeout sessions, you know, with the love bites or hickeys.
Do you remember that, like, late 70s? Might have been around 1980 song, I Know What Boys Like.
Yeah.
I know. And what does she remember? She's in the song. She goes, I'm going to do it. And then she goes, sucker.
What about...
Got them all teased up. Sucker.
What about Katy Perry?
She did it right in the song.
Teenage Dream, where she says in there, we're going to go all the way tonight.
But something like that. But in that one, she didn't change her mind in that song.
No, she did it anyway.
I'm saying, but that I Know What Guys Want. That chick in that song goes, sucker. She called him a sucker because she went pulled the plug on him. Got them all hot and bothered in that song.
Well, I just say this because
I talked to her,
yeah.
But I was like this. You know, this is what happened. She was looking at me, but Deb wasn't listening.
I was thinking about...
She wasn't listening at all.
I was thinking about how
tell.
This relates to Michelle.
Michelle.
Yeah.
And
I just feel like this guy has been looking for love, too. You know, and Probably. He may have a failed marriage or two in his background. And you know what?
Shout out to Suzanne in Scotland. Go ahead. And all the wrong background. And you know what? What about him?
If he has had failed marriages, I don't think we should judge people on that.
That means you're trying stuff.
Yeah.
No and risk, no reward. You got to take shots.
People used to say to me,
We've even lived in the same area in Northern California together at the same time. So we have all that in common. You know, we've got like a lot of things, weird little things in common. So I usually am not attracted to people, but I just really want to lay a big wet one on them, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? A little sugar in your life wouldn't hurt you none.
Pour
either.
Some sugar on me.
That's right. Good song.
All right, here we go. Here's your RoboCard reading. Your RoboCard reading says, take a shot.
Ooh, take a shot.
When you read it, it says, don't take 12, take one or maybe two. Move on.
Do them a couple times.
Just give it a shot or two. You'll never know. You won't know. You know what they say? The proof of the pudding is in the eating. You know, eventually you got to decide. And you got to decide one way or the other. And if you need to keep it going further to decide, then you got to do it. Otherwise, if you say, something I don't like about this age difference, it could bother you for the rest of your life.
Is it the third date rule still alive and well out there?
There is no more rules. They've written so many books on that.
People were going to do it on the third day.
The Mars, Venus books, I think they said five.
I'd ask Virgil, but I have a feeling he's such a slut. He'd probably say the third hour rule.
I know chicks that read that. What is that? Men are from one fucking planet. Women are from another planet. What is that? Mars, Venus?
Yeah, men are from
apparently
Mars.
Those books said five. Some chick told me that.
Fifth date.
Yeah, and then it didn't make it. That she goes, oh my god, I violated the book I read, and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well,
I was supposed to wait till the fifth date, and I was like, well, I'm glad I didn't know that shit.
I think
anyway,
you should have to make you dinner too. I'm thinking of Grey's Anatomy where Bailey got down and dirty
on the third date
with that really smoking hot guy who was, I think, an anesthetist. He was an anesthesiologist, and so anyway, I think this is going to be awesome, and I hope you give us a full report.
You saw nothing negative in the cards, correct?
Nothing negative.
And it's always good to have a summary.
Just the girlfriend.
That's kind of an issue to me. I'm a guy.
Yeah. It's an issue.
Well, if I was a chick, if I was a guy and I was, and this chick had some kind of lingering boyfriend, that's going to be a stopper for me.
I don't know what he has.
Maybe they'll work it out.
I meant her girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant because he still had one.
No, the one he's got is just a drive-by kind of thing.
He's still putting his pee-pee in her badgie. And then why are you okay with that, I'm saying?
Come on. You guys wouldn't turn it down if it staring you in the face.
But I would expect a prospect chick not to tolerate that if she knows I'm doing that with another chick.
No, he's going to voluntarily quit the side chick.
Before or after?
What?
Yeah. You know what? If he's going to that bar every Thursday, and if he's he goes to salsa lessons of all things on Sunday nights, and if he's doing that, he's not going with her.
No, he just stops by for a spot of tea, okay?
And that's acceptable, I guess. I mean, I'm okay. I'm a guy. If that's what he wants her to send him, but if I'm a chick, I wouldn't expect her to tolerate that if she's a woman of quality.
And Virgil, I was just kidding. I hope.
About what?
Because when I said he was a slut, is that a compliment to a man?
It's not necessarily a compliment, but it's not an insult like it is to women.
Okay.
Women will really get offended.
When I think of you and your last name, I always think of that song from Grease. Look at me, I'm Deborah Lee, lousy with virginity.
Wow,
and then
I never played that song.
Oh, God, that's cute.
They play a lot of great songs on the radio. They never play that damn song. Wow, I'd have to see the movie again.
And then I make up different endings.
But it is hilarious.
Oh, that is cute.
I didn't even remember that until she did that.
I love that. Virgil says, I am a male slut. Okay, baby, you got it.
And, you know, I saw that movie at the theater.
Grease?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. With your mom and dad?
No, I can't remember who it was with. For a musical, it had to be entertaining because, you know, a young teenage boy is not into musicals, but it was entertaining.
I liked when...
It had Olivia Newton-John. She's cute as hell.
She turned bad and she had her cigarette.
Oh, she came out with a leather...
Loved it.
I remember I used to buy Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
And they used to do satires about these movies. And there was some kind of funny thing. They said, oh, look at the message I'm sending to the America's youth. I'm coming out with a black leather slut look or something like that. When the satire. I love Mad. I used to buy every issue of Mad Magazine. What little money I had as a child. Loved it.
Then
anyway.
Cracked was its competitor.
And I started buying them, too, because you know what?
Yeah, they were good, too.
Because once a month ain't enough. You can read that thing in like 2 days, top Monday, if you really want to. I try to stretch it out.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you better get your legs all shined up. You never know. They might be up in the air.
I guess if they're up in the air, I don't know. Maybe you should have some, almost like those OBGYN stirrup things, put them up in the air. You can.
Well,
I mean, if you were having muscle spasms, you could do that. Yeah. Or you could pin those bitches behind your ears like Bugs Bunny. You know, there's a lot of options there. But anyway.
Well, it's nice. It's nice I'm all rested because I'm not employed anymore. So I feel like, you know, I'm very rested, like I'm on Valium all the time. I'm not actually on Valium. I just feel that way.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
Well, you're coming out of all that stress.
I don't know that they even prescribe that drug anymore.
Valium? I don't know if they prescribe it, but you still can get it in the... You know, when I go in for a procedure, I get Valium.
Oh, I didn't know, because I've never even heard that term used anymore, except when I watch shows from the 70s and 60s. There's, like, different names, like fentanyl and oxy and Demerol and all these different drugs. It's like all those – you don't hear penicillin anymore, right?
No.
That shit's gone. Everything's resistant to that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right, well, thank you so very much.
Oh, Michelle, I can't wait to hear how this went.
That's right. You ride him, cowboy. All right.
Bye-bye.
And you gotta go. Yeah.
Take care. You've been so much fun. Take care.
Thanks so much.
Well, Rachel says she gets Valium from her doctor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You just don't hear that anymore because I guess some of the other drugs' popularity has overtaken that.
Transine was one. Transine was a long time ago.
I know nothing about. I'm never was a druggy person.
No, you weren't.
No,
you were an elky person.
What do you mean was? No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, all that stuff never does it for me. You know, I used to have tons of Motrins in my drawer at work and tons of, it just, none of that pain stuff just doesn't work. So I just throw it in a drawer.
Catherine says, please put your pee-pee in my vaggie would be words that would never come out of my mouth, and I can't believe they came out of yours.
I was just cutting to the chase. And, oh, international shout-out to Laura. Very belated.
Oh,
welcome,
yeah.
Laura from Canada. All right, Deb.
All right, let's go
to it. We got callers galore. Real quick, you know, folks.
Yeah.
It's a free show. We try to do this in order and rotate around.
Yeah.
If you know the best way to jump out of order and get private time is go to the psychiclovedoctor.com page and arrange for a private reading. Because we try not
true.
To skip protocols here. It's a free show. People come early. People are regulars or not regulars, but they come and they get in line. We can't just say somebody comes in and says, oh, I got to get this reading and I should go ahead of everybody else. No, you shouldn't. If you want to go get that kind of treatment, go to the psychiclovedoctor.com and arrange a private reading. That is your best. But otherwise, we got to be fair to everybody.
And I have an 800 number where it's very inexpensive.
And there's information on that same mm-hmm. webpage all about that. So please respect what we're doing. We're not making a dime off this show. We're just trying to keep, you know, going the order. We have a queue. I mean, I show Deb all the time. I have a list.
Mm-hmm. We're never going to get to all of them.
We apologize. We're going to try, but I have a list. I keep track because Block Talk doesn't sort them necessarily in the
right
way. But I keep track of every single person, and we take them in order of who's first because you held a long time. You should not be skipped. You should not. All right. Well, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Anyway, I got off my little soapbox before it broke. All right. We're going to go to... Area code 520.
Okay, Colonel Clink. Sounds so direct.
Colonel Clink. Colonel Clink.
Love
I remember he had that eyeglass, right? He'd just squint and hold it in.
One of those eyeglass things.
He'd just kind of hold it in with your eye because I guess the
yes.
Y only. Yeah. Make sure. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Well, Deb, you know, I was speaking with you, and I just wondered if he made that statement to me about that defining our relationship with each other.
Yeah.
Because I know he's out right now, and I've been working, you know, I've been in and out. I've been working on my project. Oh, get the silencer for the rifle. My projects and
what did you just say?
No, well, Jim always says every time I say projects, he says, oh, well, that's like a hitman and silencer on the rifle. And, you know, that
well,
it's code.
You know what? I should probably stop saying that because I don't want to reveal your true
identity.
Yeah, your true identity as an assassin. I should stop talking about it. I don't want to reveal it. I don't want to get you in trouble.
So I just came back in from talking with somebody I was consulting with out at another location. I came back. So he's gone. He's gone. He's got his porch light on. He's probably coming home late. Did he say that to me because he wants to?
That's fair. That's a fair question. Sure.
A clear field. You know, wherever he's going.
Negative.
Okay.
All right, cards are going down. I had to sing it like the...
I'll see if I can do this.
What?
Well, because I have to word it. I'm going to teach them all, too, that wording, how you word your query has a lot to do. You got to avoid double negatives. And you've got to word it so precisely.
Okay. Oh, no, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. It's almost very much like computer programming, right?
It is, very much
garbage
so.
In, garbage out. If you don't, like, it's like a Google search engine, except, you know, remember back in the day, those search engines weren't very smart.
No, they weren't.
Now they're really smart. You could put something stupid in there, and they almost figure out what you really meant.
Yeah.
Back in the day, if you were not precise, you did not get the result you thought you were going to get. It was garbage in, garbage out back in the early search engine days. Remember Netscape?
Yeah.
Netscape was like, remember all you had was Internet Explorer, whatever the hell it was called, Windows gave you. Then came Netscape, said, we'll give you this other thing, and it was really great, comparatively speaking. But still, it was always garbage in, garbage out. Whatever you put in that query, when you go hit the search button.
It's also like when you do coding, HTML,
yeah, well, HTML
is going to be very precise. Put one wrong letter or number.
Anything.
Yeah.
Hey, so you hit a space. You hit a space bar and it won't load anything.
That's why if any of you see me and I'm like, I'm thinking the question to make sure that I word it properly. So, no, I think he's doing what he's doing to upset you. Putting it just point blank. Frankly, yes. I think he's trying to upset you. And I don't like the path he seems to be taking these days. Yeah, he's hurt, but it doesn't mean he has to, you know, retaliate as he is. So I think that you're right there. I see you right there. He's off, I think, with a couple, like the couple. Where did he go with that one couple?
To a sausage fest? I was asking, not telling. I was wondering if maybe
you. Dippo always comes through. I wish I had a drum kaboom. How is that, that when you tell a joke on burlesque or whatever? Yeah.
Go rim
off with the...
Not to be confused with a rim job, mind you. All right, back to the reading.
I don't know what couple that would be. I really don't, Deb.
The ones where you saw out the windows he got dropped off with.
Oh, we went out to dinner with them, too. Oh, he's with them?
Get me out of this thing. Yeah, I think so.
Why did you put it back on?
Remember, my cards. Thank you. Yes, I put it back on and I need to take
you
it.
You should
off.
Not do so. All right, good. Yeah,
thank
you. Tight. Were you trying to strangle yourself?
This thing keeps winding and winding so that
I gotcha.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
It's like
yep.
a choker.
Oh, she's trying to do that oral, what was that, the autoerotica. She's trying to asphyxiate herself at the same time of masturbating or something, right? Almost got there.
I've got my Benoit balls.
Bada bing, bada bang.
All right.
Back to Lisa, who doesn't have Benoit balls.
We don't know that she does.
You're right. We don't know. And I don't want to ask. I don't want to intrude. Pardon the intrusion.
Yes. But, well, what I've got here is, now, this could be overshadowed by your feelings. When I'm very down or I'm upset, if I don't do my cards,
you're right.
The cards keep saying, oh, yeah, this is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may as well jump off a cliff.
It's like because nothing you see is going to, yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah. And you've actually told people that you've done readings for when they're really rude.
And I've told them have to.
When they're really like at that peak of, you got to say, like, we got to do this the next day.
Well, we got to give some time here.
You're over the top. Nothing good's going to come out of the reading, right?
Yeah.
But this isn't that time for her.
I think that couple is very kinky. I don't care if they sit in the front pew in church every Sunday. This couple is kinky. Okay? And I'm trying to figure out a way to say this without making myself seem like a perv.
You? Nobody would ever think that in a million years. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
I was going to say, back in my time of being a newspaper columnist, I often infiltrated swinging groups.
Oh, you were doing Eyes Wide Shut.
I didn't do it.
Well, then you didn't really infiltrate.
I went to observe. Okay, there were certain clubs they all gathered in. But the thing is, a lot of them like to have another person, like a husband and wife, and some of these were kind of high ranking. They wanted, like your friend Ed. This Ed, friend of Jim's, would go and be the second man. What do they call it? A throuple or a three-way?
There should only be one wand at every magic show. Only one wand.
I think.
There can be many magic hats, mind you, but there should only be one wand.
And many vaggies?
The magic hats. There could be an infinite amount of magic hats.
But a man should only be there with his one wand and have no other magician there with his wand. None. Go ahead.
Who said that, Deb? You are a perv. Oh, Catherine, I love you too, honey. She knows me.
You totally, it's okay, Lisa. Deb is no longer doing your reading. It's okay.
Well, I'm trying
nice
to multitask
all right.
here.
Hey, all right, back
I
to Lisa.
I think she's involved a little bit in maybe voyeurism is what I'm thinking. Or he wants you to think that way. But he does spend time with these people. And if you knew the full extent, Lisa, it would break your freaking heart from what I see here. Okay? Now, he wants you to really get suckered into believing this. There's a not-so-nice side to him. You know, and I sometimes wonder if it's all been a facade, just a grand illusion.
Oh.
What?
Who's saying that?
Grand Illusion.
Was that ELO or REO Speedwagon?
Come on, you
grand
people.
Grand Illusion. Grand Illusion. I don't know if Catherine might still... Catherine's not busy. Catherine. Grand Illusion. Who was that?
Yeah.
ELO or was it Starship? Or I got three on my mind and I'm probably wrong. And all.
Listen, they're talking about Ed. I've got to tell you, Ed got mad at me because I was going to go and observe him with the husband and wife. For the newspaper. And I was in a bar over at Michael Bob's.
That is a bar, mind you. I don't know why she said or Michael Bob's.
No, it was at Michael. I said it, well, yeah. Anyway, I was doing shots and there wasn't enough liquor in that bar to get me to the point of being able to go. And I looked at him and said,
six. I was wrong.
Is it six?
You should have known I had that album. I
That's
looked it up.
Right.
She got it too, Catherine. Yeah.
I couldn't go.
And I had the best of
She got
I
mad and
that.
Left me there. Anyways, with you, I think, Lisa, I think you've got to try to face some reality here that he is mistreating you by acting this way, telling you the things that he said to you. You know,
and
about
do you
what?
Think
go
this
ahead.
Is a grand illusion, you think? Do you think this is a grand illusion?
As far as who he is?
Well, I don't know. You said you thought sometimes you think it's a grand illusion.
The niceness. I mean, he was love bombing you like crazy. And then what happened? Was it the accident? Was it him thinking you were maybe out with other men? Because I've seen that a lot in the cards. So it's like he's doing tit for tat right now.
Well, even before the accident, I was talking to my brother. My brother had called. I was in the bathroom getting ready to take a shower. My grandson was here. He was out in the yard with my grandson. I could hear them. And I had spent all day, I talked about this, 6-7 hours in the kitchen making homemade meals for everybody. And I managed to limp, crawl into the bathroom to take a shower. My brother called and he could hear the conversation. He thought I was on the phone with another guy. And I explained later, it was my brother. And he had gotten upset and he said, well, I've got the next 3 days scheduled somewhere else. But anyway, that's old history. That was before the accident. You know, I've seen him jealous. So you don't see a recovery here.
No rush, I'm just saying.
You're going to make up again. It definitely. You're going to make up again. Tonight, he's doing you a dirty, like back. I mean, if this guy would only sit down and be honest with you, he'd say, yeah, I built up this fantasy for you that I was out banging everything that moved. He isn't. He may be watching other people screw.
Well, maybe he's banging things that don't move, like trees and buildings.
Jimbo?
There are things that don't move.
Hey, Jimbo, I have a question. Yeah. Doesn't that hurt the magic wand to do that?
I would think it would be I think you might break the wand. I would never do that. I would never do that! Negative. A wand should only have a hat to go in. It should not come anywhere near another wand or some kind of obstacle.
Well, we ended it.
In your pocket?
We ended it last night, as I told you, Jim. As I told you, Deb, last night. We ended it where I just simply told him some stuff. I told you what I said to him. And and then he shut the door. And then we haven't had a reconnect. I had people over helping me with some stuff. And then I had to go out to do some business stuff. And
probably to load her magazine for her next project.
You may be loading grenades and putting pins in them.
Well, the big deal is you have to make sure you have to wipe down all the frickin' bullets. Yep, things you touch, you got to wipe that shit down that you don't even think about.
That's right.
So she probably had a team helping her wipe down the shit.
We make up. Do you see it being different in a different way?
I think more you don't react to these little, I don't know, these little childish things that he does, I think the better it'll be for you in the long run. He's going to see, because he thinks of you. I mean, look at the things he said to you. You cry too much and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I think,
I tell him right back, you know, you're like a fucking New York bus driver. Get on the bus and put the 35 cents in and get to the back of the bus. I said, you have no feelings. You're so shut down. You know, so I give it right back. But, I mean, you know, he has said that we should be on a radio show.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot between you that is likely hysterical.
Who should be on a radio
show? They should, her and that guy.
What kind of radio show?
No,
I don't know.
He's drinking.
Who is?
Jim.
No, I drank it. No, I had one drink. I always have one drink, and then I switch to the non-alcoholic.
Yeah, but have you seen the size of that drink?
Well, they all have. They see it the entire show. Yeah.
All right. Well, Lisa,
well,
I know this is really mind-bending for you, but if you could try to flip this. And for you, because you are such a quality woman, you ought to be saying
woman of
your,
quality.
You ought to be saying to yourself, "Well, hey, asshole, you want to act like that? You're going to lose the best thing that ever happened to you."
Oh, believe me, I don't. No, I don't put my eggs in one basket. But you know, it's hard because I'm here and blah 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 and blah blah blah. And does he miss me a little, Deb?
He's hurt. Yes, he's angry and hurt. Because you stopped being the submissive little sheep that you were, you know, where, I mean, you remember there'd be times you'd be on the show with us or on the phone and you'd say, oh, I gotta go, he's coming. Or, you know.
Well, because we were playing out Stella, Marlon Brando was calling me.
Stella!
She's already doing it right now with that question.
And I had to go throw myself over Marlon Brando's shoulders. Yes, Marlon, tear me away.
Yeah. Well, because he set it up that way where you had to constantly be pleasing him, you know.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, see, I would be I'm a pleaser,
I'm
too.
I'm joking.
No, you are, too. You and me, we have a lot in common in different ways. There's nothing wrong with pleasing your man.
And I do tell him, and I've shut myself away from him for 3, 4, 5 days, you know, where I just lock it up and I don't talk to him and I don't see him, you know, and I don't bother and I ignore him. And
I know you do. And eventually, I think you are going to run out of rope with this, and you're just going to say, I can't take it anymore. You know, he is going to lose the best little buddy he ever had, and that's you. Because, I mean, the friendship between you was amazing. You would do things he wanted to do. In the beginning, he'd do things you wanted to do.
So to speak.
I think Placid Sultan has his hand in this, too. You know, you never know what I'm feeding him.
Oh, feeding, you say?
Well, this Placid, he's not doing much.
That is a true statement. That statement is that you speak truth. Because if that man is flaccid, then there is not much feeding that kind of...
No, but he could be doing the neighbor. but the neighbor is not attracted to him. I don't know enough about gay relationships.
I think there's just too much shit going on here to really try to figure this out.
It is. There is.
I don't know who's banging who and who's not banging who and who's got two wands and who has no wands. I don't know what the hell is going on here.
Catherine said she wants to see a pro wrestler with the name of Flaccid.
You know what? I think that'd be fucking hilarious. I would love
Hey, you know, who's that guy? Who's that guy, Harvey Weinstein, that
yes.
all the women that took him to court, yes. they had to describe his
weenie,
and it was unique
yes.
in shape, and that's how everybody knew that they were telling the truth.
And one girl
that
said,
is funny as shit.
One girl said the two balls looked like one big ball together. They were like
And
smushed.
Then they showed a picture of it. It was on social media.
Who the hell got a picture of that?
We're going to have to look for that.
Who? I mean,
I don't know if it was his.
Yeah, I bet it wasn't, because who in the hell, how is somebody going to get a sneak picture of your nutsack at all without you knowing it? I don't know. I can't see that. There might be a scenario. You know, some of the chicks might be really, they seem to be pretty sneaky with the phone, some of the chicks. So.
Yeah, they are.
They are. They guys fall asleep and they take their little fingerprint and they put it on the little thing. They know how to break into guys' phones, so maybe they know how to slide them under their little nutsack during banging and get a picture of it. I don't know. I know nothing.
Well, here's the other thing. What I think was most disgusting about him is, you don't just grab a woman and go down on her. Women are like,
oh, God, no. You don't, well,
like,
period. You don't. No, you don't hurt anyone. That's hurting.
Well,
no, we shouldn't laugh.
Like,
you know, I don't, I'm not laughing at the crime that was committed. I'm just,
no,
I don't know
no,
how
no,
he got off.
No,
of
none of us are. None of us are. We're just talking
There's
about.
There's something disgusting about that.
About what?
Why didn't he just go get a pocket pussy or a, you know, from a porno shop?
Hey, I got something to tell you. On social media, there was a guy in Europe who was at an air station. You know how you pump up the air in your tires and you pump up the
pump
air
up
in your all,
yeah,
bicycle?
Okay.
He had a blow-up doll and he was pumping her up.
He must have been in a hurry. Maybe, you know what, he probably had COPD, so he couldn't blow it up normally, right? He couldn't do that with COPD.
That's true, you couldn't.
Right, and he didn't, you know, I guess they had a date.
Can't you get one
They must have had a date.
One of those things for your foot.
They can have a foot. He must not have had all that, and he must have had a date with his blow-up doll and didn't want to break it. You know what, though? That he was like a Marine. Improvise, adapt, and overcome.
That's true.
Because I got a sexual date with my blow-up doll. Holy shit, I got to get this thing inflated.
Rachel said
he
yeah.
found a way.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, okay. So weird.
Now,
okay.
We got to go back to Lisa. Bring it all back.
The more you try to ignore him and show, like, you know, the other day when he's... said something to you and you said, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You have,
and then he came and pounded
no
on my door.
To give. No
I like that.
What? That you said that?
Yeah, I think that's a good response. It's not pushing buttons trying to argue. It's like, I don't give a fuck. If some people try to some people think of like it's the old school battleship. I got to shoot a barrage back and start a bigger war. She just goes, I don't give a fuck. I like it.
Let me tell you, it is boardroom terminology. When you're in the boardroom at the conference table, that is the terminology you want to use.
I just like it. It's like instead of trying to fire a bigger salvo back and escalate the war, you just say, I don't give a fuck, do it.
He's playing fuck with you.
But I like that. That shuts it down.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Ah, the old fuck.
He's acting like a spoiled brat.
Yes.
And I told you, I think he has spoiled brain. That was a theory my grandmother had, that some people, it could be because of their upbringing, their friends, just their personalities, just indulge the pleasure center of their mind or their brain constantly. They always have to be indulging themselves, and that's what heat strike means.
Well, they say, you know, they say that the human brain, as a rule, generally, not everybody, can get addicted to a lot of repetitious things, you know. If you're used to getting, you can get, like I said, you could be an addict if you're addicted to ice cream. You know, you're like me, so, well, addicts are always addicted to drugs. Not going, well, you can be an addict and addicted to ice cream, addicted to certain movies. They're not as devastating, but human brain gets addicted to things like what you're saying.
Well, look at
that. Which is called the spoiled brain, right?
Yes.
He is addicted in a way of getting used to being spoiled and always somehow everything working out the way he wanted.
And he might be an avid masturbator.
He might be a baiter of the master. He might be that, you know, I am the master of nothing. He's a master of baiters, I guess.
Well, I knew men that were in the Navy.
When
they were at sea, they had nothing to do. So they would see how many times in a day they could masturbate.
What the hell job did they have? What did the goddamn do?
Dan, he was that ET or whatever.
Wasn't an ET.
Yeah, and he said when they got back, that thing was like so wore out that they had to take a break.
I should have had a lovely story. Now you're asleep. You don't worry about nothing to do.
Maybe it looks at them and says, not tonight. I've got a headache. You know, their weenies looking at them. So anyway, yeah. Yes. Well,
past the Tylenol PM.
I still feel the two of you are going to work this out. But the best, and this has come as advice from the Facebook ladies, they're saying to try to ignore him. It's going to drive him nuts. You're going to be doing a cold war while he's doing what you said. More of a, you know.
What did I say? I said a lot of things.
He's
trying to escalate the war. He's trying to escalate. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had plans to go out tonight, but I was just too exhausted. And then, I didn't sleep last night that well. And then I had all this work stuff going on today. And then tomorrow, I mean, all through the weekend, I mean, I have a ton of opportunities. So it's just up to me to do my thing. Do my thing.
Wild thing.
Yeah. That was a good song.
Tone Loke.
That was a good song. Wild
That's
thing.
It's
almost the exact same music for his other song, Funky Cole
Medina. Yeah.
And
Sheena was a man.
Yep.
After my 15th beer. Wild thing. I think I love you.
Oh, then you got that song.
Yeah.
I want to know for sure.
No, Catherine had brought up a song earlier I was going to ask you about.
What was it?
It's a Living Thing.
It's a Living Thing. That is ELO, isn't it?
Hey, Jimbo, I remember that thing that you were saying the other night that you're commanding whatever, sergeant or whatever. Three things he said about you being
that was
a person.
That was a very, very senior enlisted guy that was kind of like my boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes,
I love the last one.
No chick looks bad with your dick in her mouth.
Yeah.
That was his last one. He goes, if a woman doesn't meet your standards, lower them. That was the first one. They're escalating in vulgarity.
Go ugly early.
Go ugly early at a bar. Don't wait for the ugly to come on. And then he goes, remember, no chick looks bad with your dick in her mouth.
Hey, you know, that can go two ways. There are two genders.
You're right.
That can go two ways. They can go the other way, too.
Absolutely. They can, you can always flip-flop that. You're right. That can be flip-flop. You can take a male person and make that. Yep. That absolutely can be flip-flop. Yes, it can.
The flaccid sultan says. The flaccid sultan knows very well the flippity floppity. Flip flop.
Go flippity floppity flappity all the way. Yes, indeed. Yes, the man with
the
limp one.
I wear boxer shorts.
I must.
I must because I am flaccid and I flop.
My grandmother would say, you need a good leg. That was her ultimate advice. That was an umbrella. Anytime a woman was upset, angry, you know, whatever the situation.
But that was probably during the day before STDs and death by sex.
Well, it was.
And the things were out there, but they weren't. Nobody knew about it because there was no media talking about it.
Right, there was.
It was like, oh, media can't talk about STDs. Oh my God, newspapers can't write about that. Back in those days,
you know,
we couldn't talk about things like that.
Yeah, my best friend works at the county health department, and she said, oh my God, if you ever listen to those people, they are things that will make your hair stand on end that you don't even hear about. We know all the common names. But there are things out there that are circulating, yeah, that are just horrible, horrible stuff.
Worse
well,
than
you know what?
Know.
That's a living
we're a global
thing.
World.
And a giving
we're,
thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're global. So everything on one side of the planet is certainly over here. You know.
Well, there was a big story about our area with the, you know, the largest naval base. We also have Marine Corps, Army, and Needy's. The Coast Guard is here.
Puddle Pirates.
They said this area has a skyrocketing STD percentage.
Wow.
And
wow.
It's, what is it? There's gonorrhea, and what's that other bad one?
But there's some really horrible things that we don't even hear, like, common names for.
AIDS.
Really baddie.
Venereal disease, VD, gonorrhea,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there's gonorrhea and syphilis.
Oh, the old syphilis. That is made of many.
The sailors are bringing syphilis back.
Oh, God. And then there's the tried and true crabs.
Oh!
Crotch crickets.
Oh!
Yes, that's what they called them in the Navy, crotch crickets.
Oh, a girlfriend of mine when I was about 20, 21, she had them. And she made me go in the ladies' room and look down there. And, oh, my God, it looks like she had scabs, those little scabs all over the place.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Some of them moved. Oh, it was nasty.
Oh.
I said, you better go to the ER. Take that to the ER.
You know, some guy tells me to look close up at his pubic hair. I'm going to tell him to go straight to fucking hell. Yeah, I need you to go look. I need you to get a magnifying glass and examine my schnitzel through him.
Hey,
you know what?
Start and quit.
Stick that magnifying glass up your ass. I got to look at your shit.
If it was Virgil, it would be good. You can do it for
Virgil. And all your villains that you're carrying down there.
It's nonsense.
Oh, my God.
Those were the days, my friends,
yeah.
When we could just fall into bed with everybody and not worry about stuff.
That's right. That's right. Just bang away, bang away, bang away, bang away.
Not bang, bang, chicken, but bang, bang in bed.
That's right. That's right. Not bang, bang, chicken, bang, bang genitals.
Can you imagine, though? Being, say, a male gynecologist, and you're looking at these things all day long, then you go home and your wife is like in a sheer negligee, and you want to say, get that thing out of my face. I've had it.
I'm a male gynecologist. I'm a freelancer. That's all. Yes.
God.
I do it freelance. I'm mobile. You don't have to come to the clinic. I'll come to you, baby. All right? All right, we got to wrap it, Deb. Let's do it.
Guys, we'd stay all night.
All night.
Yeah.
We got to
get up at 30:00.
Well, I do.
With the the relatives.
Well, we also have a dog going in the swimming.
Yeah.
I love you, Deb.
I love you too. Lisa, just remember, you are worth it. He should be crawling through crushed glass to get to you.
That's right.
I'm serious.
And you know what? This is my fling. Let me just say it. It's my fling. I live here right now. It's hard sometimes. And sometimes it's not so hard. I don't know. We'll see what we see. I don't anticipate.
Well, you can do it. I mean, got to wait for another day.
I still saw big time. The two of you are going to make up. but I don't know how long it'll last. You guys are setting a pattern that is going to be hard to break. Remember, 9 times makes a habit. And you guys have probably done this 9 times. Oh, in this last bunch of cards, I do feel you are going to ultimately move. And it'll be under very unhappy circumstances. You know, acting like a shit. You're not going to want to live there.
Nope.
I have a lot of friends that are looking for me. I just keep it on the down low. I had someone calling me today, and she said, I might have a place in October. The only problem is, as longer that I live here, I make it more nasty for me and my grandkids.
That is natural.
Sure, then ignore him. Forget he exists.
Really hard to move after you start getting super comfortable. Yep.
It is.
That's human nature.
But if people... I hope he doesn't pull anything worse than what has been going on, because it's not fun when this is going
on. I'm interested to know what time he pulls in tonight, you know, because I know you're 3 hours behind us, so it's still late afternoon.
It's still light out, very light
but
out.
But he put the light, light on.
He doesn't stay out late. He's not up for that. He's not made for that kind of thing, and he doesn't. You know, he gets exhausted and he comes on home. I mean, he works out and everything, but he's not I'm not either. You know, I don't like to stay. I want to crawl into my bed. You know, I'm done. When I'm done, I'm done. Stick a fork in me, I'm done. those times of staying out till 1, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
4, around the clock.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of syndrome? Have you ever heard of that?
Peter Pan?
Peter Pan syndrome. I'm afflicted. I have a female cousin my age who is also afflicted. We are the ones that never want to grow up. I mean, I love hanging out till the sun comes up, running into the ocean, you know. I'm saying. I have been put on
you didn't start out that way. I got
it. When I was 18, but now I've got too much responsibility, and it takes me a long time to recover when I stay up late.
It is. And the recovery time gets harder and harder.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I did it. I think I did it for many lifetimes, you know, in my earlier age. I mean, I really did it. So I know what that's all about.
I have a feeling that you have some really good stories. I do.
Well, maybe.
Not all stories should be shared.
He's the same way, too. He's pretty... same. You know, he doesn't stay out late. And I don't keep track of him when he's out. I mean, it's just that the way the place is built, you can hear the door slam. Blam! Oh, I guess he's home. Okay.
Are people home? Would you be able to hear through the wall if he brought people home?
Oh, God, Deb, don't say that. Are you seeing that happen?
No.
No, she put the cards away.
Yeah.
She was just asking a question about that. And I think you've already made it clear that it's very close to paper-thin walls. So,
boy, I'd get even with him. I would get right up by the wall, and some guy was having sex with me from the back, and I'd be like, you know, up against the wall and hit my head there a few times just to let him know.
You know,
hey.
The thing, Deb, you got it right, the name fuck-fuck. You know, I'm really hesitant in upping the ante because I want to survive this whole thing. You know, I want to get out alive.
Alive? You talking about death?
She meant
I don't. I'm sitting here and creating more circus in my head, like, oh, I could do this to him and he could, and then he's over there thinking, oh, I'll launch this at her and I'll get her back in this way. Oh my
God. Nope.
It's hard to resist at times, though. Hard to resist.
The fuck thing.
Yeah, fuck.
Is not.
And if you look that up, it is definitely military slang for one-upsmanship.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Well, we got to go now. My son is calling.
Okay, my love.
All right. Bye. But we love all of you so much.
Long
thank
time.
Yeah.
Doodle woodle. Doodle woodle.
And we'll talk very soon.
I just, she yeah. muted her, but I did not hang up on her. All right.
Yeah. All that laughing.
Indeed. All right.
All right, people.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart.